Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s with calm winds. Tonight, clear, mid 50s with calm winds. For tomorrow, have sunny skies, 83. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with temperatures around 60. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. Friday night, clear skies, lows 64. Right now, it's 50.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Police in Salina are working to identify a woman who was found dead in a park early yesterday morning. Officers responded shortly after 6 o'clock Tuesday to the report of a female laying face down near the south entrance of Lakewood Park. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. KSAL reports the woman appeared to be between 25 and 30 years of age, about 5 feet tall and weighing 200 to 250 pounds. Her hair appeared to have been dyed a reddish color, and she was wearing a pink top, black shoes, and blue jean capris. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. Police in Wichita have arrested a 33-year-old man after a Memorial Day crash that killed a woman. Police say Scott Cabrales was booked into jail on possible charges of driving under the influence, aggravated battery, and no proof of insurance. Authorities say Cabrales was speeding Monday afternoon when his car hit a vehicle driven by 80-year-old Frankie Baxter of Wichita. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports through AML for 15 per month for 1,000 finance. Limited power trip quality. CD of details expires 6/30/21.
A 43-year-old man who was shot by Olathe police has been charged with aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. Johnson County prosecutors also charged Jesus Salazar III with possession of a weapon by a convicted felon after the shooting last Wednesday outside a fast food restaurant. Olathe police went to Strip's Chicken after a witness reported a man in a car who seemed disoriented. Police said when officers approached the car, they saw Salazar had a weapon and he refused orders to drop it. At least one officer shot Salazar. No officers were injured. A state lawmaker from Wichita was recognized for her leadership in the State House in Topeka last night. The Kansas African American Museum and Kansas Interfaith Action named Senator Olathe Faust Godeau of Wichita as Kansas Legislator of the Year for her work on racial and economic issues in the state. Faust Godeau has been in the Kansas Senate since 2009. She's the first black woman elected to the chamber. And Kansas weather forecasters say a gradual warming trend through the weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. An aerial search for a Nebraska man missing in Hawaii has been suspended, but volunteers plan to continue searching for him on the ground. Samuel Joseph Martinez was studying microbiology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln before he flew to the Hawaiian island of Kauai on May 12th. The 23-year-old planned to spend nearly 2 weeks hiking and camping. His family filed a missing persons report with the Lincoln police after he missed his May 25th flight home. Police say investigators tracked cell phone pings from his cell phone on May 12th near Waimea Canyon Drive Road. The ground search was set to resume today. South Dakota-based ethanol company Poet has purchased the biofuels assets of Flint Hills Resources, including 5 ethanol plants in Iowa and 1 in Nebraska. The Nebraska plant is in Fremont. The ethanol terminals are in Buda, Texas, and Camilla, Georgia. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Wednesday Nebraska news here on the Mid-America Network.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council at their last meeting approved purchase of another pair of buildings in the 600 block of Broadway. $35,000 was approved for purchase from Joe Kohorst of two adjacent buildings at 612 Broadway, which stand just west of another pair of buildings extending to the Life Tiles mural that were purchased earlier. Councilman Terry Hughes voted no, expressing concern with the number of recent real estate acquisitions, noting that his ward does not benefit from the efforts. It was noted the buildings are vacant and in disrepair. They will be taken down for green space. The city administrator is to go out for bids for demolition and for bids on removing two houses at 307 Broadway and 101 South 4th owned by the city, another condemned property at 1205 Calhoun, as well as a garden apartment complex facing condemnation at 205 North 10th. Construction work on the new fire station continues in Marysville, with completion expected by August. An injury accident was reported in Gage County, south of Virginia, Saturday evening, shortly before 6:30. A vehicle driven by Valeria Hazen, age 62, of Blue Springs, collided with a UTV driven by Stephen Jansen, age 65, of rural Virginia, near South 134th and Linden Roads. Both drivers were transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. Work has begun on renovations at Homer Hansen Stadium, kicking off a $2.75 million project that will include artificial turf and improved track facilities that are expected to be completed by this fall. A new scoreboard is also being added, and phase two next year will include replacing the current press box and restrooms. Spurred by a generous $1.9 million commitment by the Don Landall family, the project will be completely funded through private contributions. A majority of the remaining balance was generated through over 120 contributions, totaling nearly $84,000 through the Pony Express Match Day last month. Anyone still wishing to contribute toward the effort may do so through the USD 364 Foundation, with details on the Homer Hansen Project Facebook page. USD 364 Superintendent Michael Couch commented on the grassroots effort being completed through oversight of the district and the school board.
Thanks to a grassroots campaign, members of our communities pushed for and even campaigned on our behalf to see the Homer Hansen Stadium become more modernized as compared to other league schools that we compete with. This project's going to allow our kids to compete on turf field, to run on an 8-lane track, experience a new scoreboard, and eventually a new press box. Don Landall and family made a tremendous donation to this project, which primed the well for many other donations to follow. This campaign will be ongoing. However, the efforts to this point will allow the track and the turf to be taken care of this summer. Such a grassroots effort to enhance the local schools and communities, not found in every school across America, so the accomplishment shows that there's something special about Marysville.
Gene A. Shala, age 87, of the Odell area, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 5 until 7, at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gene Shala. Betty J. Jurgens, age 92, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Visitation on Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Jurgens. Edgar D. Rettig, age 86, of Hanover, passed away May 24th. Celebration of Life service is planned Saturday, June 5th, 10 a.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Edgar Redding. Robert R. Kohlmeyer, age 93, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m., at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Robert Kohlmeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, baked fish, baby bakers, asparagus, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, a chicken salad sandwich, chips, tossed salad, pineapple, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Big Blue Barbecue is back Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th in Marysville. And you don't want to miss a minute of the fun. They'll have a Friday night cruise and poker run beginning at 5:30. Tune to KNDY for Friday Night Live. Out Loud performs live Friday night at 6, Legend 77, a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band at 9:30. It's the 14th annual Big Blue Barbecue Saturday, 30th annual AutoFest Car Show, 2nd annual Cornhole Tournament, plus live music at 6 and Retroactive performing at 9. Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, don't miss Big Blue River Days in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: United Bank and Trust, Landall Company, and Nordis Motor Company.
Attention Blue Rapids residents. If you need to clean up your property and house, the City of Blue Rapids Cleanup Day is Saturday, June 5th. Tires with no rims should be brought to the fairgrounds, and household furniture should be brought to the curb by June 4th. That's the City of Blue Rapids Cleanup Day, Saturday, June 5th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, high pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest bringing us dry weather. Some areas across the central parts of the High Plains area, parts of the Midwest, have an upper level system that will bring a chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms for today. Otherwise, sunny skies, dry for tomorrow, all the way through the end of the week and continuing into the weekend. We have an upper level ridge moving in towards the Midwest, and that's going to bring our temperatures in the upper 80s across the central parts of the Midwest as we enter Friday, continuing into the weekend. So across the area, becoming sunny, upper 70s with calm winds. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s with calm winds. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs at 83. Tomorrow night, clear skies, temperatures at 60. As we enter Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, and Friday night, clear skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early June, 82. Record high on this date, 99. The average low, 59. The record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. Sunshine, 52 degrees. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Alex Parker here with Circle P Processing. The facility in Waterville is opening. Call us at 363-6120 to book your slot for processing beef and hogs in Marshall County. I'm offering upfront pricing so you know exactly what the cost will be before you even leave your house. Don't wait. Slots are filling up fast, especially with fair season coming up. Call Circle P Processing today at 363-6120 and follow us on Facebook.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Nuggets clock out Dame time and Suns scorch L.A. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. First round of the NBA playoffs continued in Denver, and the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard scored a whopping 55 points in a thrilling Game 5 against the Nuggets, but it wasn't enough.
Jokic has it, the low block, on top over to Monte. Monte back over to Jokic, turn around, hook shot is up and in.
The call on KKFN, Nikola Jokic, finished with 38 points in Denver's 147-140 double overtime victory. The Nuggets now lead the series 3-2. In the race for the Stanley Cup, the Lightning strike down the Hurricanes.
Left wing, it is Hedman. Works it to Cirelli at center. Cirelli across the blue, a step toward the slot. Back in shot, score! Cirelli!
The call on 970 WFLA, Tampa Bay wins it 2-1, and the defending champs now have a 2-0 lead in their series. This is ABC Sports. More NBA playoff action, a pivotal Game 5 between the LA Lakers and the Phoenix Suns. The Lake Show was without Anthony Davis as he's healing from a groin injury, and the Suns steamrolled to an easy win.
And the ball picked up by Booker. Fakes left, drives right. Baseline 15-footer. Looks good, is good.
The call on the Suns radio network, Phoenix burns L.A. 118-85. Devin Booker finished with 30 points, but Chris Paul was hit in his injured right shoulder in the third quarter and did not return to the match. Phoenix now takes a 3-2 series lead. To the Diamonds, the Orioles put an end to their 14-game slide with a 7-4 victory over the Twins. The Cardinals topped the Dodgers 3-2. Jose Altuve's 18th career leadoff homer rallies the Astros to a 5-1 win against the Red Sox. Angels smash the Giants 8-1. Mets fall to the Diamondbacks in extra innings 6-5. And the A's beat the Mariners 12-6. Derek Dennis, ABC Sports.
If numbers make your world go round, Landall Company wants to hire you. They're looking for an accountant to process activities associated with accounts receivable, handle ledger entries for sales, process commissions, maintain demo inventory, and file sales tax returns. If you are reliable, accurate, and able to communicate both verbally and in writing, and experienced with Mapix, IntelliChief, and Microsoft Excel, they are ready with a job and benefits for you. Please submit resume, salary requirements, and references to career at Landall.com, Equal Opportunity Employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A ransomware attack on the world's largest meat processing company is disrupting production around the world just weeks after a similar incident shut down a U.S. oil pipeline. JBS SA of Brazil notified the U.S. of a ransom demand from a criminal organization likely based in Russia. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karen Jean-Pierre confirmed yesterday. She said the White House and USDA have been in touch with the company several times already. JBS, the second largest producer of beef, pork, and chicken in the U.S., if it were to shut down for even one day, the U.S. would lose almost a quarter of its beef processing capacity, equivalent of 20,000 beef cows, according to Trey Malone, assistant professor of agriculture at Michigan State University. JBS has extensive facilities in the U.S., including three in Iowa, along with plants in Omaha and Grand Island, Nebraska. In a statement, JBS said the cyber attack affected servers supporting the operations in North America and Australia. The company said it notified authorities and engaged third-party experts to resolve the problem as soon as possible. The backup servers were not affected. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer tumbled significantly in May, dropping 20 points, an index reading now of 158. That's the lowest point of the survey since September of last year. Producers less optimistic about both the current conditions and the future of the ag economy. The potential for changing tax rules and rising input costs appear at the top of the mind of producers this month and were the primary cause for the barometer's decline. Of the total number of respondents, 78% said they're very concerned that the changes in tax policy being considered will make passing their farm on to the next generation more difficult, and 83% of producers expect capital gains tax rates to rise over the next 5 years. 71% very concerned about the potential loss of the stepped-up cost basis for inherited estates. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Washington County Saddle Club annual rodeo is Friday and Saturday, June 11th and 12th, featuring a free barbecue meal Friday with your admission ticket, children's stick horse race ages 8 and under Friday, a chore relay for ages 9 through 18 Saturday, a special performance featuring Roman riding each evening at 6:30. Savannah Chestnut performs live for the rodeo dance Saturday evening at 9. Free admission with your rodeo ticket or $5 dance admission applies. Advanced discount tickets are available at CJ East and West in Marysville, Washington Veterinary and the Animal Health Center in Washington. Tickets also available at the gate for the Washington County Rodeo, June 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Tuesday felt like a Monday. We were back from the long holiday weekend, but it was a very strong day for corn, soybeans, and wheat. July corn finished up 32, 688 3/4. September up 28 3/4 at 602. July Kansas City wheat up 24 and a quarter at 637 and a half. September was up 24 and a half at 645. So nice positives in all three wheat markets. As a matter of fact, some very strong gains there. July soybeans up 18 at 1548 and a half. August beans up 18 and 3/4 at $15.75 of a cent. Soybean meal and soybean oil both sharply higher too. July bean meal was at $398.70, up $3.20. August was at $399.50, up $3. Soy oil did very well. July was up 160 points at $67.39. August was up 142 points at $63.75. So corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat had a big, big day on Tuesday. First day back after the holiday. Cotton did well. July cotton up 213 points, 84.25. October was up 158 points at 85.36. As we turn to the livestock complex, cattle did not fare quite so well. June live cattle down 232 at the close at 113.55. August down $2 at 116.60. Now, some of the back months were showing some green, but the front months did not fare so well. August feeder cattle at 149.15, down $2.20. September feeders at 151.97, down 155. So not a lot of positives there. Again, some of the back months were showing some small gains, but that didn't help much. June lean hogs up $1.37 at 118.62. July up 30 cents at 119.65. So hogs were the bright spot in the livestock complex, but cattle fared poorly. Corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat had a big day. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
We growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgroPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from the AgroPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgroPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic performance and data in a list of AgroPro associates at agroprowheat.com.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
You don't have to plan dinner tonight. We do it for you. It's National Rotisserie Chicken Day today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 2nd, the 153rd day of the year. Actor and comedian Dana Carvey turned 66 today, and on this day in 1953, Elizabeth II was crowned Queen of England. If you plan on celebrating National Rotisserie Chicken Day without picking one up from the deli at your local grocery store, you've got plenty of time to get it cooking. Rotisserie chickens require about 15 to 16 minutes of cooking per pound. If you're looking to pick one up already cooked, no problem. Rotisserie chickens are readily available at supermarkets. In 2018, over 900 million rotisserie chickens were sold to consumers. Chains like Boston Market catapulted the popularity of the bird back in the 90s. However, of the original 1,100 restaurants, only 350 are left. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine 52 degrees. Warm-up trend continues well into the 70s for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Wins for the Kansas City Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. First, the Royals. Andrew Benintendi hit a grand slam and drove in five runs, leading the Royals to a 10-5 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday. Salvador Perez had two homers and three RBIs to help the Royals sweep the two-game series. Brady Singer allowed five runs, four earned, and eight hits in five and two-thirds innings to get the win. Will Crow took the loss. He gave up eight runs and eight hits in four-plus innings. The Wind Surge won their first series opener at Riverfront Stadium yesterday, a narrow 2-1 victory over the Arkansas Travelers. Starter Chris Vallemont allowed five hits and three walks in only four innings, struck out three and only allowed one run. The Wichita-Arkansas series continues this evening with the first pitch at 7:05 this evening from Riverfront. The Royals open up a four-game series with the Twins tomorrow. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The Big Blue Barbecue is back Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th in Marysville. And you don't want to miss a minute of the fun. They'll have a Friday night cruise and poker run beginning at 5:30. Tune to KNDY for Friday Night Live. Out Loud performs live Friday night at 6. Legend 77, a Leonard Skinner tribute band at 9:30. It's the 14th annual Big Blue Barbecue Saturday. 30th annual AutoFest Car Show. Second annual Cornhole Tournament. Plus live music at 6 and Retroactive performing at 9. Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th. Don't miss Big Blue River Days in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: Heritage Inn Express, Bruna Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
KNDY.
Saturday night, out on the town, feeling so sure of myself. Meeting some friends, sharing some laughs, not thinking of anything else. Then one of them leaned over my shoulder, and all at once the party was over. Suddenly it all came back to me. Then all the walls around they know what it would do. All they did was mention your name, and just like that, the hurting was back. That's when I